Hello boys and girls, and welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel here again. It's the 21st day in the month of November. November has 9 more days, and honestly, this month has been longer, has stayed for far too long. I honestly want this month to end ASAP, but November is still here with us, and we have to, you know, keep living regardless of its speed. So something happened. Saturday was International Men's Day. I knew about this on Thursday. I was like, okay, on Saturday I'm going to talk about it, at least give a shout out. I'm a man too. But for some reason, I forgot. And I was like, okay, when I'm recording Sunday's episode, I'm going to remember. And I forgot as well. So, this is me wishing every man out there a happy International Men's Day, even though it happened on Saturday. Every day, I believe every day is the right opportunity and the right time to celebrate yourself as a man. You do not have to wait for the 19th day of November every year before you celebrate yourself as a man. Find time whenever you feel the need to celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. Do not listen to, do not wait for people to celebrate you. Celebrate yourself, and you would be fine. Now, I also said that this week we would be taking a dive into Thanksgiving, looking at what Thanksgiving is, why we need to be thankful. Yes, the year has not ended yet, but this is the season of Thanksgiving. And oh, by the way, the World Cup started yesterday. And even though my country is not at the World Cup, I have a couple of countries that I would be rooting for. One of them, Portugal. I'm rooting for Portugal. I'm rooting for Brazil. I'm rooting for England. And I'm rooting for France. Yes, those four countries. So, I believe that one of them would get to the finals and eventually win the World Cup. Let's see how it goes. Yeah, so I said I was going to talk about Thanksgiving this week. But before we look at Thanksgiving, I've had this for a while now, and this just feels like the right time for me to talk about it, because I feel if I don't talk about it now, not like it would be irrelevant later on, it's just that I just want to talk about it now. Do you understand? So you know how people always find justification for what they believe in. People would always find support for their convictions, for their perspective, for things they hold so dear to themselves. Now, I'll give an example, and you'll be like, now this example doesn't cut across every other, you know, thing. Maybe, maybe not. But just, you know, stay with me and listen. So you know how a group of people believe that love is not real, that it's just a combination of chemicals running in your body and a whole lot of nonsense. Honestly, it's a whole lot of nonsense. I can't remember the things that some of those people say about love being just a combination of chemicals rushing in your body, and that's that, whatever. They would always find justifications for that. And then there are the group of people who believe that love is like the most beautiful thing ever, and it's the butterflies in your stomach, it's the heart palpitation, it's your eyelids dilating, your pupils dilating, and everything in between. Now, these are two beliefs on love. Yeah? Now, these two groups of people would always and consistently find whatever it is to support that their belief. So for those people who believe that love is an emotion, it's a feeling, it's the most beautiful thing in the world, they would always and constantly find justifications to support that belief. And for those people who think love is like chemical reactions and it is not, you know, tangible, you cannot say, I love this person because of da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They would always find justifications to support that belief. So whatever it is that you believe in, the truth is this: if you believe in something for a long time, before you know, you would have a firm support. You would find that firm support to cement that belief. You would have justification enough to support that belief that you hold dear to yourself. So as you move into this week, be careful of the things you believe in, because if you believe in those things long enough, you would find justifications strong enough to cement that belief. And you really do not want to believe in the wrong thing. Just give me a minute. You really do not want to believe in the wrong things. You really want to have strong convictions on the right things. And honestly, I hope we all have strong convictions of the right things. I hope this makes sense to you. If you know anyone who would also want to listen to this, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow, ciao.